1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Time to go racing. Yeah, we're going back over to the mile. Got a race out there Labor Day weekend. Tell us all about it and other things going on. Defending Indy 500 winner, Joseph Newgarden. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Great to be here. Thanks.
So you're, okay, we're racing at the mile again, which hasn't been a thing for
9 years since we had an IndyCar race there, right?
But you're back there on Labor Day weekend, but you're here in town in Milwaukee tonight. What's going on tonight here?
Yeah, well, we're going to be at Carroll University. We've got this sort of Champions of Industry Summit going on, which is going to be great. I've never been to Carroll University, but I love Milwaukee. As you guys said, we're going to be going back to the mile later this year. It's going to be a doubleheader, August 30th through September 1st. You know, I've got fond memories of Milwaukee's, but the first racetrack I ever had a pole position in an IndyCar. So,
oh really?
I'm excited to come back, and we're gonna talk about it tonight with a bunch of leaders at Carroll University.
So, when you say doubleheader, does that mean you're racing in both races, or just two race events?
No, that's right. It'll be two IndyCar races. So unique. You don't always get that. Every now and then, we had that at Detroit. We have one event in Iowa that does it. So this will be one of the rare places you get to see that. It's a lot more pressure on us. You know, you can't just go in saying, oh, I got two chances to have a good day. You really got to be great on both of them for the championship. So, you know, it's kind of double the action for everybody all around.
But that's do you like that pressure?
I love it.
Okay. All right. I figured as much. Anytime you can be behind the wheel, I'm sure you love it.
Yeah. Look, you got to thrive in this. You know, it's impossible to drive Indy cars for a living without somewhat thriving in the pressure. You know, every weekend we show up to is critical. They all matter. We have a 17 race championship. Every race is important. You know, obviously Indy 500 is our Super Bowl event, but they all matter. They're all pressure filled. So I love it. I love thriving in that and, you know, trying to make the most of it like everybody else.
Well, that'll bookend your summer, right? I mean, you got Memorial Day spoken for with Indy and then Labor Day. In Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, I've been wanting to go back to Milwaukee ever since we left in 2015. It is a staple of our calendar. You know, everybody that watches racing, specifically IndyCar, they have a special place with the mile in their heart. You know, it's the oldest racetrack in the world. It's a very fun form of racing. I did not grow up with that type of background. I didn't race ovals when I was a kid. So I learned about it when I got into IndyCar racing, and it became my favorite form of racing. It's just very unique, and you know, there's a lot more to it technically than you would realize from the outside. So I can't wait to be back. It's a great region for us. Milwaukee's an awesome town. They always embrace IndyCar, so, you know, it's a win-win.
The mile's a flat track. There's no banks on the mile. So is that harder on tires? Is it harder on the driver? What all changes?
Yeah, it's very tough. It's flat, as you said, so there's no banking. You know, it's different than Indianapolis. But I like it because, look, it's short. It's like a road course, but it's like two high-speed road course corners, you know, put together. So when you go race a road course like Road America, you have high-speed sections, you have low-speed sections. And, you know, when I was a kid, I always liked the high-speed corners. I thought I was better in those than the others. So this is like putting two of those together, and it's very difficult on the tires, high tire wear, and whoever's better at handling that, you know, hanging onto the race car, you end up kind of being able to work through the field pretty quickly. So you can see guys there that just get on rails and, you know, they're sometimes unstoppable, but it's fun. I mean, it's really, you know, it's high risk on an oval. You gotta really calculate when you push and when you don't.
Because they even bank the turns on the freeway, right? I mean, flat track to go.
Yeah, to go 65, 70 miles an hour, right? That's what is your top speed at the mile these days?
Yeah, at the mile, it'll probably be 190.
Wait a minute. Whoa, 190 miles an hour into an unbanked turn.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, these These are the best race cars on the planet. It's I grew up when I watched racing. I like everything. You know, I'm a motorsports nut. But Indy cars, they look like spaceships, and that's why when I was a kid, I was like, I want to drive the jet fighters, and that's what they don't look like road cars. And actually, that's why I fell in love with them. So these things are built for this. They're incredible. You know, you're pulling a lot of G load when you go through these corners.
Talking to Joseph Newgarden, he'll be in town tonight at Carroll University for a business leaders meeting from 6 to 7?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll be out there at Carroll University. It's kind of the champions of industry, so you'll have business leaders, alumni, students, and I'm pretty sure, look, this is open. You know, if fans want to come out, you don't have to have a ticket necessarily, just 6 to 7 at Carroll University.
What's your chassis-engine combination? I always love hearing that because... You know, like Lola Cosworth.
I can give you the spiel here. So it's mine is the Chevrolet Dallara Team Penske number 2. So that's my car. I don't know what sponsor I'm going to be driving that weekend, but I'll plug that in next time I come see you guys.
Sure.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
So when you're at the mile, we've had it, like you said, it's the oldest track on the circuit, right? I mean, it's what, 608 years old or something like that.
This is ox cart racing.
Right. I mean, it's an old flat track. Why can't we get IndyCar here on a regular basis like we used to have when I was a kid? Because we always had the Rex Mays 150 the weekend after the 500.
Well, this is a step. I mean, I love where your mind's at. You know, we should be coming up there more regularly. Look, we needed to come back to the mile was step one. So the fact that we're doing that, we have a doubleheader, it's great. You know, how can we build from that? You know, we do have another event up there close north by in Road America, which is also fantastic. So I like being in that region. You know, we have, just as you alluded to, we have tons of IndyCar fans. It used to be a staple on the calendar. So this is long overdue that we're coming back to the mile, and let's see if we can expand it from here.
What was the first time you went over 200 miles an hour?
Well, it was the first time I stepped in an IndyCar. I think it might have been at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is a pretty cool place to do it. But just gave me a different appreciation for oval racing. I didn't grow up with that in my background, and I didn't know, you know, how technically difficult it was or how challenging it was to drive and race. I mean, it looks simple from the outside at times, and it couldn't be, you know, that couldn't be opposite of the truth. It's a real thrill. So Indy, you know, just it hooked me right away.
I just can't imagine how quickly you have to make decisions or how you even look down at any of your telemetry on the dashboard. Or dashboard,
it's going 200 miles
what's,
an hour.
What's it called, an information cluster? What do you guys even call that in the cockpit?
Yeah, it's our display. You know, it's like looking at an iPhone, if you will. But it's right in front of us. You know, you don't really have to look down. I can see everything in my peripheral as I'm looking forward. And you just have to, you know, you have to get a good instinct for how you're referencing everything. I mean, there's a lot of content going on when you have, you know, 28 other cars around you. You know, you're trying to gauge your distance at 200 miles per hour and your closing rate, and you know, you're trying to feel the car and what are the tires are doing, and then, you know, what's the information on the display and what's someone telling you in the radio and what fuel number do I need to hit and what's my target lap time. I mean, you are literally, you're doing all these things at once.
So and you're trying to drive 200 miles an hour while you're trying to get all that information.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's, you know, we got to do a better job of telling people about those stories, because these races they go sideways really quickly. You know, as far as the way the drivers are managing them, and there's a lot to look after. I mean, even if you just download the IndyCar app nowadays, you have so much information that people can take in. I mean, they can listen to onboards and, you know, hear the drivers' radio communication the whole time. I mean, there's a different insight nowadays than what it was 20, 30 years ago.
Well, make sure you come by end of the summer. Bring a friend with you and tell us all those stories.
Yeah, we can hear the mile from here when you guys are running over there. We're that close.
Oh, I love that. Well, we got to get you guys out there. We'll get you in a two-seater or something.
That would be great. That would be great. Do you have a USB port anywhere in that dashboard of yours?
I keep the phone out, you know? I can't recharge your phone.
All right.
Thanks, Joseph. Thanks a lot.
We appreciate the time. Stop in and see us, okay?
All right, sounds good. See you guys later this year.
All right, we'll see you later in the summer. Joseph Newgarden, he's going to be at the mile Labor Day weekend.